Hello everyone and welcome, Mohammed here. I'm very excited today because today I will be talking about really good strategies, really important, and they are significant fundamentals of fluency. Whether it's you trying to improve your pronunciation, whether it's trying to improve your speaking skills, if you're working towards fluency, of course, these are the things might be like things that hold you back. And have you ever wondered why, after years of practice, after years of studying, even after years of countless hours, some people are still struggling to see real progress in their English? Or even have you ever felt you stuck with your English skills despite a month, even years of practice? It's not about lack of hard work, it's not about dedication, it's not about a lack of productivity. However, many people or many English learners, whether it's you are learning any language at the moment, whether it's you learn Spanish, you're learning French, or you're learning whatever language you're learning at the moment, I think this is kind of, episodes is going to help you to realise the mistakes that you do from day-to-day life, which they hold you back, in order to make sure that you improve your fluency and take your fluency to the next level. Because I know many people, they hit the certain plateau, is struggling to make real progress no matter how hard they try. But what if I told you the problem isn't how much you're practicing, but is how you're practicing? Or it could be like rather a few key pitfalls that hold you back. But I mean like these pitfalls, and if you don't know what pitfalls are, a pitfall is kind of like a mistakes, errors that you do from time to time, but you keep repeating them, the same patterns of mistakes, the same patterns of pitfalls every time, so that why you ended up is staying in the same plateau. A plateau is like when you reach a certain destination. Let's say, for example, you're working towards, intermediate to advanced. And if you reach advanced level, you just stop there and you're not working towards even like to be or to speak more like a native or to speak even more, way more better. But in today's kind of podcast number two in this podcast series, where it's designed to help you improve your pronunciation, designed to help you improve your English in general. And for those who they are listening, and if you are kind of a new kind of audience or new audience, very welcome. This is kind of series where designed to help you improve your English in general, particularly British English pronunciation. So without further ado, let's get started. Let's kind of dive into the key reasons, key pitfalls that so many people, and more importantly, how you can finally break through fluency, and of course how to break the free to start making real progress in your fluency. So if you're new to the channel, welcome. And if you are a new listener, welcome. Please hit that subscribe button. And most importantly, make sure that you click the bell, because I do post every Sundays from podcasts, from YouTube videos. And if you have any recommendations, you have any topics, you have any suggestions, any ideas, please do let me know in the comments. probably might be a podcast, which I might need to cover in the future, I might need to talk about, which will help you to practice your English in real life. Well, there are a few reasons why some people are struggling to improve their English despite practicing for a very long time. Well, now here are these factors, these pitfalls which I'm going to mention at this moment, is just to help you avoid being in the same plateau every time you try to progress. One of these kind of pitfalls is a lack of effective practice techniques. What I mean by a lack of effective practice techniques, there are some ways, effective ways that you need to practice, because sometimes you might practice for a very long time. However, you don't actually use the same, or kind of you don't use the right techniques, the right strategies to help you kind of practice more effectively. First of all, I highly suggest if you at the moment you have the way of practicing and you're not seeing any progress, I would highly suggest to and you keep avoiding the same mistakes all of the time, because I think many English learners, you might kind of like passive practice. A passive practice is all about many learners who rely too much on passive activities. A passive activity could be like watching movies, listening to music, and while the exposure is helpful, but I mean it's usually not enough. On your own, practice like if you want to practice more effectively, make sure that you practice active practice, like speaking. Go and speak to people, go and talk to people, okay? And practice writing. What I would highly suggest, if you don't know what to write, if you're one of those people who they kind of trying to write daily kind of, for example, let's say daily reflection or daily diaries, if you are one of those people who they have diaries in their life. For me, now I write diaries. I have kind of planner, so where I plan my day. So if you have a planner, try to practice about your day, about your your activities, whatever. Just write it. Try to practice your writing. That's only the kind of the resource where I can suggest if you want to level up, because every language has the four key skills, and you have to balance all of these four keys in order to be fluent. Because some people, they might practice speaking and they don't practice writing. Some might people write listening, and some of them, they might not write how to kind of practice what I would say, listening or speaking or even writing. But you have to make sure that you practice all of the time. These four keys, you have to practice them, you have to practice them simultaneously, not just practice one and leave one. It's important. And repeating the same mistakes. If someone keeps practicing but isn't aware of their mistakes, doesn't get corrective feedback, they continue enforcing incorrect habits. And if you like making like the same pattern of mistakes all of the time, that is not going to help you to get where you want to be. So it's all about making sure that you not repeating the same mistakes, and make sure that you practice quite effectively, because a lack of effective practice is not going to get you anywhere. And you want to be where you want to be, you need to practice very, very effectively and not relying too much on passive activities, as I mentioned earlier. And number two is fear of make mistakes or lack of confidence. So if you fear about making mistakes, I know we are all humans and we do mistakes from time to time. We actually, no one is perfect and you can't be great because you have to start to be great. This is the quote I use all of the time. I mean, it's okay to be a beginner. It's okay to not pronounce words the way it went meant to be pronounced. Because we all do mistakes, we all learn from mistakes, and just make sure that you have confidence. You have to be confident, whatever you want to do, it doesn't matter, because the perfectionism is not going to happen overnight. You have to do mistakes, you have to learn from them. Because some people, they feel conscious, or they feel kind of, kind of nervous to talk to people. This fear limits. The kind of practice that makes the most difference is casual conversations with the feedback. Try to talk to people, go there, and no matter how your pronunciation is, just try to make sure that you make sure that you practice all of the time. So, learn from your mistakes, and if you do mistakes, try to make sure that you correct them, and try to make sure that you learn from them. And do not fear, do not intimidate from any other people, because you are a learner, you are human, and no matter how many mistakes you've made, you will eventually learn from them. So, you stop being very, very intimidate about making mistakes, because sometimes you will miss opportunities to expand your skills, whether it's speaking, listening, writing. But you know, confidence is all about taking action. Take action, talk to people in real life. Don't be afraid, don't be intimidate to make mistakes, because mistakes are the part of learning process, and these are the things which will help you to be where you want to be. So you stop making mistakes. And the number three in on these pitfalls which hold you back: not focusing on all four language skills. And as mentioned earlier, if you are not focusing on all the four language skills, whatever language you're learning, any language have four skills. We've got speaking, listening, reading, and writing. Some learners might focus too heavily on just one area. Some people, they might focus on a certain area where they need to practice. I mean, that's okay, but you have to make sure that you practice them. You balance all of the four key skills in order to be more fluent, and in order to help you to sound way more like a native English speaker. Because some learners, they might focus too heavily on just one area, like reading, without balancing. So practice them, and it's essential that to build skills in all four areas. Let's say, for example, today you practice speaking, and because I think speaking is all about taking action. The more you take action, and the more you go talk to people, and the more you not kind of afraid to make mistakes, that's how you learn. And writing, you just write diaries, write about your day, write about what you've done today. Listening, try to listen to podcasts, audiobooks. Listen to everything that will help you to improve your fluency. And also reading, try to write, read books, and try to read things that you really enjoy. Okay, it's all about practicing, because the practice is more permanent. And if you don't take action, nothing will change, and you stay in the same place. You will stay in the same Patilo if you are not trying to avoid these pitfalls. And number four is relying too much on translations. Relying too much on interpretations. Translating every word or sentence back into, you know, your native language slows your progress and makes English feel less natural. What I would highly suggest, a good strategy is to think in English, especially for the common phrases and responses, rather than always translating or interpreting. What I mean, like some people, I know many people, and I think it's okay to translate, but don't rely too much on translation. That is not going to help you to think, or it's not going to help you to perform better. It's not going to help you to make sure that you make real progress. What I would highly suggest, don't rely too much on translation. Even if you translate, I'll give you one strategy. Try to make sure that you translate into a synonym or antonyms. And I've mentioned earlier, there's a dictionary called the Thesaurus. If you haven't heard of it, I've talked about it, and I'll put the link of this kind of dictionary where you will find a lot of synonyms and antonyms. For example, now you might hear sometimes the native speakers, they use quite a lot of words, and you might probably know the words, but you don't know what is it mean. And instead of going to translate into your own language, try to search about the synonym of that word. For example, if you hear someone says, let's say they mention the word elated. I'm elated today. Elated is just another way to say you're happy. Or even if you say, I'm over the moon today, this is a phrase, expression that means you're very happy. And if you say, for example, let's say, I feel a little bit down in the dumps. If you feel down in the dumps, it's the opposite of over the moon, which means you feel sad. I feel a bit down in the dumps. So you make sure that you don't rely too much on translation, because this is one of the most significant pitfalls that I would say that hold the people back. And I would say that is not going to, you know, put you where you want to be, because if you want to be more fluent, you want to learn the language quite effectively, and of course to understand the language quite importantly, it's important that you don't rely too much on translations. It's not going to help. Well, and the number five on these kind of pitfalls is plateauing at intermediate level. Plateauing at the intermediate level. What do I mean? I've mentioned the word plateau a few minutes ago, and what I mean is, like, many English learners reach intermediate plateau, like intermediate level, where they can't communicate in English, but with a limited vocabulary and confidence. At this stage, you need to move beyond the basic grammar and vocabulary, and of course focus on more advanced language forms, complex sentence, idiomatic expressions, you know, and your pronunciation. Because if you stay in the same plateau, intermediate plateau, it's not going to get you anywhere. Intermediate is better. I mean, you can communicate with people and you can have conversations and along the way, but you don't need to stop there. You need to increase your confidence, you need to increase your vocabulary bank, your expressions, and you need to do things that will help you to level up, to go even more like a native English speaker. Learn expressions, learn phrases, and learn complex sentences. That what I would highly suggest. Pushing the past intermediate level, I mean, require structured practice, such as in studying in advanced grammar points, and expanding vocabulary and using English in more challenging contexts, like debates or technical discussions, okay? Because these are the things that need quite a lot of vocabulary, expressions. If you take a topic, and or you might, let's say you know how to communicate better, and but sometimes when you hear people, they're debating or they're having a conversation, you can't get your head around what these people are talking about, what these people are on about. So it's important that you learn expressions and learn, very importantly, learn advanced things, advanced vocabulary, advanced expressions to help you tackle your lack of confidence. And number six is a lack of consistency and practice and exposure. Lack of consistency. If you are not consistent, how on earth is going to help you to improve your fluency? So consistency is the key. The more you practice and the more you consist yourself to, you know, to practice from day to day life is important. English proficiency, or you know, perfectionism, requires a consistent practice over time. And over time you will develop, and over time you will get there. If someone practices irregularly or only once a week, I mean, even if you practice once a week, you will lose a lot of progress between the sessions, because consistency is the key to build a strong foundation and retaining what you've learned. And daily exposure through listening, reading or speaking or exercises all help you to, you know, to move forwards and to refresh and improve your retention. And it's important that you consist yourself. It's important that you stay consistent, because consistency is the key to develop. Consistency is the key to make sure that you achieve fluency. Because I always think that consistency keeps you growing, and motivation is like quite different from or consistent or discipline. So it's important that you rely on consistent, more importantly. And number seven is no native or fluent feedback. I mean, it's okay if you are a self-learner, you're trying by yourself, practicing English without a feedback means that you can go, you can do your mistakes, and you can, you know, keep repeating the same pattern of mistakes. You'll be in the same plateau, you'll be in the same pitfall, keep repeating the same pitfall. A regular feedback helps you to, you know, to understand what needs to be improved, from pronunciation, grammar, or casual vocabulary or expressions or phrases. It's important, even if you like kind of practicing alone, because I know some people, they swap the learning by themselves. For example, me now, I'm learning French by myself. I'm learning French alone without a teacher. So if I do your mistakes, I will definitely know how to correct them by searching on social media, by searching on, you know, different example sentences, and you know, listening to podcasts or watching a TV or probably watching YouTube videos in order to correct my mistakes. Because that is how you can be able to, of course, improve yourself and take yourself to the next level. So make sure that you get regular feedback, regular practice all of the time. So and number eight, insufficient focus on pronunciation and accent training. I know pronunciation can be quite difficult, pronunciation can be quite challenging at the same time, and it's one of the most difficult aspects to be working on. And if you can't pronounce words, if you can't pronounce a certain word, you're struggling, or perhaps you're working towards British English or British pronunciation, or probably American English, American pronunciation, Canadian, Australian pronunciation. I know pronunciation can be quite complicated, can be quite challenging at the same time, but you have to bear in mind all of the time, pronunciation is the aspect that will help you to kind of speak more like a native. Because sometimes if you're struggling to pronounce a certain word, try to practice that word, try to see what is the sound that word has. And what I'm saying all the time to, you know, for those who are starting to learn British English or pronunciation, if you want to learn on how you can perfect your pronunciation, learn your vowels first before your consonants. If you learn your vowels, I think you will improve your pronunciation quite effectively. And if you just learn, you don't know what to learn and you don't know what sounds, but you need to learn your vowels. The vowels are the kind of the key to master a particular pronunciation, whether it's American or British pronunciation. Do be aware of that, and all the time, and with a regular focus on sounds and, you know, intonation, rhythm, because these are the, you know, the improvements in both comprehension and confidence. If you know how to pronounce words accurately, you know how to pronounce words just like a native English speaker. And it's important, because you are not trying to learn a pronunciation on, you know, I mean, you want to master the pronunciation every time you open your mouth. You know, you're not trying to switch. You're trying to pronounce the words, or how you speak, and how you enunciate, how you pronounce the words permanently. Okay? You're trying to switch. You're trying to speak more like a native English speaker. So pronunciation can be quite a challenging aspect of English. And many learners, or you might avoid it, and you aren't sure how to pronounce, well, the pronunciation affects listening skills as well. Because if you don't know how to pronounce the words, no one can understand you. What are you talking about? For example, I did a video earlier about on the pronunciation of the silent L, and I've mentioned the word talk, because I've heard a lot of people, they might say talk, and that's not correct. How on earth that word's meant to be pronounced? The word is talk, not talk. Because if you've noticed here, the word talk, the letter L, which is a consonant, it became after the vowel sound, which is a letter A. And I've mentioned earlier, you have to learn your vowels before your consonants. If you know your vowels, I mean, automatically, you will know how to pronounce the words. So, there are five vowels sounds you need to learn all about it. So, make sure that you learn your vowels, and make sure that you practice your intonations and rhythm, and of course, regular focus on that. It will help you to practice more regularly and more, effectively. And of course, ultimately, to sound more like English speaker. To sound more like a native English speaker. So that's actually all about the, you know, the fundamentals, the, you know, significant pitfalls that hold you back to say in the same petalo. But however, improving in English requires a mix of effective strategies. consistent practice, confidence building, and getting out on your comfort zone. So, and take balance, you know, and proactive approach. So you're more likely to see lasting progress. So if you do all of these things, I guarantee, I'm certain you will get there, and I'm certain you will level up your English quite quickly and way more better. So that's actually all about it. And as always, if you do find this episode number 2 useful and you like what you saw today, please make sure that you hit that subscribe button, and most importantly, make sure that you click the bell, because I do post every Sundays from podcasts, from, you know, short videos, and from, you know, over long form videos. And yeah, I mean, that's all about it actually. And I've got a podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. The link is in the description as well. You might want to listen to the podcast while you are doing something else, which I think is really the better way to practice your English. So that's all about it. And any questions, any recommendations, do please let me know in the comment section below. And if you have any topic that you might want me to cover in the future, or you might want me to talk about in the podcast, please do let me know in the comment section below, or drop them in the comment section below. I would love to receive your comments. So, yep, that's all about it. And I hope you are having a great time. And yep, I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks very much, and I'll see you soon. Cheers, everyone. Bye-bye. Take care.